Buddhist man, wearing Buddhist mamun,
yep.
Wearing Buddhist men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
Hi, good morning. This is RTR FM, Moorish Mag. 92.1 Noongar Radio, Great Southern FM and Luggerty Radio in Derby. Yeah, spreading ourselves around the state now. A bit like Vegemite, really, isn't it? Just spreading yourself around. Yeah, Jim here, solo today, and Simon on the board and helping out today. Might even get a squeak out of him today. Simon, you don't squeak.
Not since I was 13, Jim. Not since my voice broke.
Thanks, Simon, helping out on the desk today. Bobby, our usual desk person, is away. I hope he's well. And, of course, Tony Hansen. He's always travelling, my co-host. So solo today. But as I say, Simon's going to chip in today. So this is a weekly program of good news stories on First Nation people around the state, and getting some info from Darwin a little later. Megan Cracker's up there, and she's going to report in a little while. But thanks to Jody Hoffman keeping the seat warm for me last week, and I think probably the week before. But Jody's such an amazing professional. Puts me to shame sometimes. She just does it so well. And even as a running list to send to the manager, Simon, every week. I just can't do that. You know, I'm still organising my talent when I'm walking up the stairs. As I said to Simon, I think we need an escalator out there. But, thanks for tuning in to our weekly Good Sound, to the Sound Alternative, Moorish Mag here on RTR. I haven't got any songs worked out, but Simon's looking at me thinking, well, you don't have to worry about it because I've got it all under control. Stay tuned, and we'll get Megan Cracker, Minang woman from Minang Country, Albany. Been on the show before and is now going to report in from Darwin at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Research Foundation gathering in Darwin. I think there's hundreds of people up there. Lots of action up there. Lots of things have been happening too, which hopefully Megan can talk about. If not, Tony Hansen's going to join me a little later too, if he can get away from the pool and partying, which is what he does when he goes away. He tells me he's working, but I know different. Let's go to a song. And the voice of the Moya one is calling. Oh, welcome back to Moorish Mag. Simon, who is that? Simon's joining me today. Tony Hansen's swanning around up in Darwin. Who is that, Simon?
That's the wonderful Iconics there with Malia Wonk, cover of an Archie Roach song. Got permission.
I thought it sounded like Archie Roach.
Yeah, got permission from the artist and their
foundation. Family. Well, of course, Archie Roach, rest in peace. It wasn't that long ago. He appeared down the road here at the Astor Theatre, the 20th anniversary of the Handing Down the Bring Them Home report. And you'll hear a lot of that, and you have done over the years, me talking about stolen people. And we've got the pleasure of having Megan Cracker online up from Darwin. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, and the pleasure's all mine.
Thank you for taking the time out. It must be afternoon, is it, in Darwin?
Yeah, it is. The beautiful weather up here, not hot, not cold, it's absolutely perfect.
And who's a mob up in Darwin?
The Larrakia Nation.
Larrakia. So Megan Cracker, Minang Yok, who's up in Darwin for an amazing conference. Tell us a little about the conference. I mean, people know who you are, Megan Cracker, Minang girl, and you've been a guest on this radio show many times. But yeah, I guess the sun is shining and it's kind of warm, is it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I went to this IATSIS conference or summit. They hold every single year. We had Mabo Day, we had the Mabo family here on the 3rd, and that was absolutely incredible to speak their truth and and everything that Mr. Mabo, rest in peace, did for Native Title land rights right across the country. So there's about 1,500 people right across the country that come to it.
Look out.
We've had some incredible sessions, some incredible keynotes, and even some cultural activities where you can opt out and go out to a remote community on a boat.
And so you should. I mean, these are it's fairly hectic week. Tell me, what's the acronym and what's the conference? It's an annual affair. Tell me more about what they do. They're involved in research, aren't they?
They're involved in research. They're involved in a range of spectrums, but research predominantly is what they do. In relation to this particular conference, it's just been incredible in the sense that it's just brought so many people together. And obviously you're going to have your keynotes, but then it breaks out into different sessions. And some of those sessions have been absolutely incredible. You know, where people talk about their culture, their land, the different programs that they're running in their community, the research programs that they're doing. It's just a really varied range of speakers at this particular conference as it has been in previous years.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have you on the radio for a good 10, 12 minutes, my girl. So thanks for taking the time. You got that time to spend on my on the radio show, Megan?
Yeah,
so 12 minutes?
Yeah,
I go to a song and then come back and talk some more. What's been the highlight for you then? It sounds like there's been quite a few highlights up in Larrakia country. What struck you the most?
Well, because I know a lot of people right across the country, it's always good to catch up, network, see what people are doing in their various communities. Going on a ferry across to one of the communities several days ago and just having that real beautiful cultural experience where people and young children were speaking in their own language. That was just amazing. And the kangaroo tail and the food that went with it and the stories of the dreaming. You just can't put a price tag to it.
No.
But it's just a connectivity with lots of people and hearing the various programs, stories in relation to their land. Actually, let me give you a highlight.
Okay.
There was Michelle White, and they have a program. I think it's not. They're not sure what's happening with the funding at this moment, but it's called Lullabies in Noongar language. Oh my gosh, that was incredible!
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Oh, I have. We have, and we've even played some of their songs that they've made. Oh. They've been going for quite a few years, though, and there's just new development. Okay, keep going. Michelle White, yeah?
Yeah, and just there's a group of ladies, and to hear the songs going through this auditorium was just powerful, and the music was powerful, and the sound was incredible, and it just went straight to your heart. And that actually got me thinking, and in fact, I've been thinking about it for a while. We actually need to ensure that there's strong language revitalisation in Noongar country.
Yes, of course. I mean, as you know, we're doing screenings for a while now on the documented genocide in the Wildflower State, and we did one in Midland this week, and there are a number of people there that are involved in the Lullaby project. So, yeah, look, singing has got to be something we get involved in. Well, you know me, I like my Noongaroke, or people call it karaoke. And so it sounds like you might want to get involved, Megan. Tell me, would you like to get involved?
Oh, 100%, and more so for our little children. I think that this is an incredible opportunity for Noongar revitalisation to happen right across our country. When our people speak in language, in tongue, there's a certain type of strength and solidarity and connection to country that very much takes over. It's very spiritual.
Wow. Look, if our young people are prepared to sing, and that could happen once they get over the shyness, that's going to be an intro to language. Oh, wow. Because, I mean, a choir does that, and my niece Della Ray's been involved in many choirs.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow, this Lullaby project. Yeah. We should get the music out. Are they selling CDs up there?
I didn't see them selling CDs, otherwise I would have got one. But I'm thinking in terms of language.
Right.
You're going to every single school down in Noongar country.
Yes.
Every single school, not just from year one to three, through to high school. And then on top of that, ensuring that it's out in the community as well for our people to be able to learn, to enjoy and to speak their tongue.
Well, you know, Megan, you need to know I was talking to the Minang mob this morning about next year's bicentenary, and there may be some celebration. I mean, commemorations, if you like. I don't think a bicentenary can be a celebration. If it's a commemoration from our mob, that may be something we can work on. You and me, sis. Let's look at Minang and Goorang and see if their mob want to come together in the spirit of song. Oh, look, I've just got all excited. I'm getting all goosebumpy.
Well, yesterday I could see you emotionally. Hang on. Did you say hello to one lady?
Oh, yes, please.
This is Jim Morrison. We're just doing radio in Noongar country. Do you want to say who you are?
Hi, Jim.
Hello, bub.
Debbie.
Hello,
bub. How you going?
Who am I talking to?
To Debbie, comedy.
No, get out of here. Run to the radio station on Wangatha country. Hello, girl.
Yeah.
How you going, my girl?
Good. I wanted to ring you up anyway and talk to you because I'm not happy. I'm happy that people got their wages thing, but I'm not happy, Jim, that people like my dad who are dead missed out and intergenerational trauma and all this shit.
Sure, okay. But yeah, you're on radio, yeah. But we're not talking
you
wages. We're talking.
That up.
Yeah, we're not talking wages. Okay. We're talking compensation. So that's the redress project. It hasn't started yet, Debbie.
Compensation.
So
yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the compensation hasn't started. We haven't worked with the Premier yet, even though he made an announcement. They're contracting. You ought to hear this too, Megan. The Premier's contracting Kimberley Stolen Mob and Yokai to work through the rollout. So it just started. We've been waiting 28 years. So a couple more weeks won't hurt.
No, well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, you've been an incredible campaigner and a pioneer of this whole generation, and you go back decades. And there's obviously a lot of questions that people have in relation to it.
Yep.
So I guess, can I ask the question then, what kind of education will you have rolled out right across the country, right across the state?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because it's come up quite regular the last few days because we've done screenings. For example, this afternoon, Greylands Hospital. I might book myself in for a while, but I think I'm getting a bit cartwheel. But yesterday was Dental Hospital. We've done, and people are just saying, why isn't this part of the education? I mean, the big thing for you being someone from a legal background, Megan, is that children that were charged, you know, they were inmates, so they were given a police record. And, you know, what do we need to do about that? And there's been a lot of talk about how we've got to go back and look at those records to make sure our people who don't, they just won't know they've got a police record. So there's things to be done. So education, yes, I think it's a ideal way, and I'm sure the state government will look at some sort of other forms of redress because, as we just heard, everyone's not going to be eligible. I mean, how many people have died in 28 years that can't be eligible now because it's only a redress for people living?
I think they said between, and you'll know this better than me, between 2,500 to 3,000 people in Western Australia may be eligible.
Well, no, we know that's not correct. I mean, we've been working on figures which came out of the documentary, 6,400. Sure, a lot of those people would have passed. We need to be a little bit more accurate. So, Megan, a lot of research has to be done now, and I want our people to be involved in the research, something that they not normally do. Yeah.
But you know what, brother? You've been on the front line for decades. And when you think about Stolen Generation, I always think about Jim Morrison. So the work that you've done is absolutely profound. And I've had so much good feedback from people up here in Darwin, even down there in our country. How do we go about accessing this? How do we go about speaking to the right people? And I said, oh, well, Jim Morrison's the right person.
Well, take my name out of the equation now because we're going to have to bring someone else on board. And that's, you know, since the announcement a week ago, sis, the phone's been ringing hot and I can't cope with it. We need to put someone else up there. But tell me more about Darwin. What else was a highlight apart from the singing? I see Stan Grant was up there. What did he have to offer?
Stan, he offers a wealth of experience and knowledge in journalism. I found him to be really quite profound with his speak. Obviously, he's the keynote. Oh, not the keynote, the MC.
Right.
But even Caleb Mabo. Yep. He's a grandson of Boyki Mabo.
Yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace. The way that he speaks with so much conviction, assertion and courage, and he's a young man, but the way that he articulates on his grandfather's legacy and his ideas going forward, it's just off-the-planet stuff. He's just an amazing young man.
Right.
So, yeah, no, incredible speaks, incredible country, incredible people. But I did go to the biggest highlight for me so far. It was outside of the IATSIS conference. And it was last night where there was a rally at Parliament House. Yep. That was in relation to dear soul who just passed away in Alice Springs. And so many people from the conference came to it. There was hundreds of people.
Megan, can we just pause there and go to a song and we'll come back and talk about that? Very relevant. Well, there's a rally here in Perth about that. But being on the ground down there, you can give us a bit of, give the listeners to Murich Mag, Great Southern FM, Noongar Radio and Lagadi Radio in Derby. Let's go to a song so we can spend a bit of time on how that went down. I mean, it's been pretty distressing, I know. Can we go to a song and come back to you?
Of course.
Good idea. Okay.
I'm hopeful that one day I'll know, and my watery eyes will return home. While my eyes are closed, I'll understand. I come from water, I come from.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Murich Mag on RTRFM. Hey, come on, Simon. Give up. Give it up. Give it up. Who was that?
That was Bumpy, of course, with Return Home.
Right. Welcome back, Megan Cracker, all the way from... Hey, thanks for coming back and having a yarn and about this amazing conference in Darwin. I mean, Sam Grant would have been a spectacle just hearing from that man, but... Yes, you then took time away from the conference to go to a rally. Tell us what happened and why the rally was held.
A young fellow, 24 years old, who was on the NDIS. It happened in the Coles in Alice Springs.
Oh, yes.
He was just trying to steal some lollies. Police were apprehended and his life sadly was taken. The Chief Minister in Northern Territory are not... at this point, budging on a internal
review.
An internal review. Right. They're saying that it needs to be done by the police. People right across the country, activist groups have said, no, that's not right. We cannot have police investigating police.
True.
When it needs to be done independently. So going to the rally last night with some of the family, the Walpree, it was just absolutely very, very special and something that I really appreciated, sadly, under the wrong circumstances.
True.
But, you know, just to hear one of the aunties speak, she said, where was the carer?
Yeah.
There was no carer around. He was hungry.
Yeah.
He was just hungry. So that just begs the question of the systemic repairs that needs to be in this place right across the country.
Right.
The same thing like Miss Joyce Clark, rest in peace.
Yes.
What should have been done is that there should have been a dedicated mental health team that could support and assist the police and more so the families at those critical moments.
Right. Now, you said Walpree. Where's that from where you are? Is that sort of...
In Darwin, it would take at least, nearly 8-9 hours. It's close to Springs.
Okay. Yeah, and Walpree people were at the rally or in town? They're awaiting some decisions?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there's some that are here for the conference.
Oh, dear.
It was just an incredible show and act of solidarity. Sister girl, Natalia Hunter, she does incredible stuff up here around incarceration, and she very much brought together within a very short time frame, two days, actually. Mr. Dillon, who works with Amnesty Australia, he was also there and he spoke very powerfully. So it's just that real beautiful sign of solidarity and what we all want across this country, truth-telling.
Yes, so true, so true. That would have been distressing for you, sis. So, okay, back to the conference then. Tell me some other highlights that you want to tell your mob back here.
Well, there's so many speakers, but one that I did go to, this was by a lady, Lynette Riley, another lady by the name of Amy Davidson and Irene Wardy. And what they were talking about was uncovering mass incarceration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from early invasion.
Right.
That was really quite powerful, and what it shows me to where we are right now in terms of incarceration, it has not improved. But they spoke about going through some of the old records, the archives, the documents and so forth, and it was really quite interesting and quite profound in that sense.
Right.
And they were really quite powerful speakers, and I really thoroughly enjoyed that one. But there's been so many others that I've attended, and I thought, wow, these are really good sessions, and it certainly gives you different ways of thinking and a new perspective with some of the challenges that we have, or some of my thinkings.
Yeah. Oh, look, any gathering of mobs from around the country is always inspiring, but it's always good to hear of new ways or best practice and how we can improve things. I mean, that's sadly because we don't have that national voice. So when we do get to conferences, you're picking up on things, and that's exactly what's happening with you, eh?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I've been to the IATSIS for the last 3 years, and I always learn something new, something different, and just having those interactions with different people in this space is really quite an honour, because it's two-way learning in this respect, and you listen to other people's ideas and they listen to yours and see how we can actually make it better for our First Nations people across the country.
Yeah,
obviously,
sure.
There's some challenges and some interesting conversations which are quite robust, but no, it's really quite powerful.
Good on you. And as you say, I mean, you know, you're a powerful advocate for our mob and have been for a long time. It must be empowering to hear new ways of doing things, and you'll come back feeling fully empowered or fully refreshed to carry on the work you do, eh?
It keeps you solid and strong, particularly when you're out bush or you're out country and you're seeing all the little children run around speaking their language. There's no reason that our little children can't be running around Noongar country and speaking their language as well.
Wow.
I think that's really quite powerful, and I think that's something that we need to ensure that happens, so our children, the unborn, they will be able to speak their natural tongue.
Right.
Actually, there was one that you might be interested in terms of the session up here.
Yeah.
Shannon Dodson with the Healing Foundation.
Yes, I'm hopeful of talking to her today later, not on radio though. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, she was speaking about mapping soul and generations institutions.
Yep.
And then also supporting survivor-led education, and they have a soul and generation resource kit.
Yes.
So I found that really quite interesting as well.
Good.
The other thing that she spoke about as well is about towards the national approach to soul and generation record access.
Yeah. Oh, that's so important. And Megan, I'm going to get a Gina Williams song on after I finish with you, Bindi Bindi, that she sings about the butterfly. I'm going to let Simon find that. I'll just put him on the spot. So, as you know, Gina Williams sings in language, so I might go to that song when I finish talking with you. So, look, you're going to be home tomorrow night, or are you sticking around for a bit more sunshine in Larrakia country? Or?
No, I don't come back till Saturday morning. I've got the dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, lovely. And there'll be how many First Nations people are there in Darwin for this forum?
Well, across the country there's about 1,500 people or conference delegates that have come. And of that, I dare say there's probably about 1,100 blackfellas.
Whoa.
So, you know, there's a few mob here, which is incredible.
Good. And even Debbie Carmody from Kalgoorlie letting us know how she felt about her father passing and no compensation. So thanks for reminding me, Debbie. That's something we have to fight for. I shouldn't be laughing, because if I don't laugh, I'll cry, sis.
No, well, you know, the thing is, Jim, everyone knows that you've been in this space for decades and decades, and you don't leave any stone unturned. And so I know that this would have been an issue for you as well, knowing that many have passed before having this opportunity to get this $85,000. So I'm sure it's something that you would have advocated for.
Stick around for a little while. I'll play Bindi Bindi for you. You know Gina Williams' song. It's all about a butterfly.
Amazing.
Megan, thank you so much for reporting in and checking in on RTRFM on Whadjuk country, Minang country, and Yingana country up in Lalgadi radio. Lovely to hear from you. Stay as long as you like and listen to Bindi Bindi, but thanks for coming on the show. I won't say goodbye now, but stick around if you want to.
And thank you so much. You're deadly. Love and respect always.
Okay, bub. Okay. Love you, Megan. Bye.
Love, love, love.
Welcome back to Moorish Mag, RTR FM 92.1. And Megan is still on the line all the way from Larrakia country. Megan, thanks for hanging on and listening to Bindi Bindi.
Yeah, no, that was incredible. I loved it.
We're going to concentrate now. When you get back home, Megan, your deadly Minang Yok, we're going to talk about singing for young people. Let's do that, eh? Thanks for being on the show, Megan.
Absolute pleasure.
Good on you, bub.
Nunga mob.
Okay, cheerio.
Thank you, bye.
And, of course, Tony Hansen. Tonji.
Hey, how are you, Conk?
Hey, welcome to Moorish Mag. You know this show inside out, and, of course, you're a guest today. Up
yes,
there in Larrakia country. We talked to Megan, of course, about what's been happening up there. So we talked about Stan Grant. We talked about, obviously, the rally last night, but also some of the strong issues coming out, and music was one of them, you know, the lullaby stuff. I mean, our mob down here on radio know who you are, so we won't go into who your mob and where you're from, but what's been the highlight for you? You're up there until the end of the week, eh?
Yeah, look, I think probably the highlight for me so far is it's about how we come together united. And I think that was a key message that's been echoed throughout this conference. And having international speakers that have been presenting here from Canada, throughout the UK, and from America, for me, it's just a kindly reminder to us as such a big nation of Noongar people, if we come united together, we become more powerful. If we go our separate ways, then we become a lot more vulnerable in terms of the solutions and the work that we're looking to try to identify to do for our people.
Right.
So I think for me, if we're coming together, is a real powerful theme, and that was sort of something that I really took away in looking at some of the stuff that the Canadian people are doing with their work.
That seemed to be the highlight for Megan too. Megan sort of said that she's, you know, got a new boost of energy, and that's what these forums do. Any healing or any gathering is healing, and when you're speaking with mob around the country, so what's left there for you then, and what are you hoping to achieve in the rest of the time that's there today and tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, look, it's a great opportunity to continue to maintain those networks, build new networks with different organisations and corporations, and you know, looking at how we can take away some of those tools that we might be able to use in our space. And one of the good opportunities yesterday was sitting with and listening to Eddie Marvo's grandson talk.
Okay,
virtual world, and looking at how we can take our old people on this journey, so that we can capture their stories, and those stories are maintained and available for our people into the future. Because I guess, you know, we live in a different world today, and technology is taking over the world, and it's a great opportunity to use images, use photos, and I thought of when he was sharing those photos and the images of his grandfather, I thought of the ones that you got of your mother and your father.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and to see those people, our people move, it just really brings it back to reality that, you know, Mr. Marvo today now is a statue of him in Brisbane made out of wax. So when his wife sees that, it brings it back home that it's real and he's still alive here.
Okay, right. Right, so it sounds like you're inspired too. So next week on Moorish Mag, you'll be able to share some other information about what you're learning from the conference. And Stan Grant's been doing a good job as an MC.
Yes, he has. He looks really refreshed,
good.
Vibrant.
Yeah.
I had a brief chat with him, and I've encouraged Stan to, when he gets a spare moment, to have a look at genocide in the Wildflower State. And you know, others around the conference, they know us because they've seen the work that we've been doing, and people are coming up talking about genocide the Wildflower State.
How can I
be involved?
And I think you should share the Vimeo link to those that are there. You've got it on your system. So Tonji, looking forward to seeing you back on RTR FM 92.1 and sharing some more of this information you're finding out up in Larrakia country. So thanks for your presence today, and we'll catch up with you soon, and enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'm going to say holiday, but I know it's not a holiday. Enjoy the rest of your
holiday,
time there.
But it's one thing I can say, it is beautiful, sunny and hot, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay, so
I have more than my back home.
Okay, safe travels home, Tony Hanson.
No, thanks, Jimbo. But
Tony, let's go to a song. Stone, their Love Is a Medicine, an upbeat remix of a great song of Bunny. I know Laurie goes way back a bit. He's aged a bit. He's a bit like my next guest. Hello, Wayne. Wayne Binder, a friend of a British bag, a long-time co-host of this program. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
G'day, Jimbo. Not good when you laugh. Start laughing and being introduced. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah,
Good for you to join the show, and you're probably wondering why you're joining the show. Do you know why you're joining the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You want to talk to somebody good. You couldn't find anybody. So.
Well, hang on, I think we've got a song coming up. Wade, you're doing some work on National NAIDOC, and I mean, we just finished reconciliation week and now talking NAIDOC, and I thought it'd be good to have you on board just to, I mean, you're working with an amazing person who's facilitating a range of NAIDOC activities, and you're there in the background probably doing all the work, eh, Wayne?
Oh, it's usually the case, you know, behind a very strong woman is a stronger man or something like that. I won't say that too much to people.
Well, not if she's sitting there listening to you. So what are you doing then to support the okay.
Well, let me just make a comment about Reconciliation Week. Amazing. You guys are out and about everywhere, but it's good to see these young leaders coming through. That's incredible. Now, what we're doing with...
who's the young leaders coming through? Give us a few examples.
Oh, look, well,
too many, eh?
I'll be on the spot now. Yeah, well, there's quite a few. There was a young man at 18 years old at the reconciliation breakfast that was just amazing. Yeah. If I had that cleverness at 18, I'd be much better. Very good. There's a few others that are it's good. It's looking good for us. That means that people like you and I sort of fade into the background. So
right off into the sunset. Right off into the sunset, yeah.
That's it. But in terms of the NAIDOC forum, yes, I got involved in sending out media invites to people to come along to the NAIDOC forum on the 4th of July. Christine Ross is running the forum.
Right.
That's a big day. There is a big day there, Jimbo.
Right.
You are a speaker, by the way. You're the first...
I didn't know that, am I?
You're the first picture on the poster that I'm looking at now.
Oh, the poster boy, am I?
Well, no, I didn't say that. You're the first picture on...
Oh, first picture, okay. Yeah, go on.
There's Professor Braden Hill. There's a few others from Perth. Marissa Verma. Venice Hookey. There's Sharon Ninette. These are Perth people I'm reading out because there's a few others. Going to Councillor Barnes as well, your mob there, and a few others. Bronson Richards sounds good, but there's quite a few. My job is to try and drum up some media support.
And you're doing that now?
They've got stalls throughout the day. It'll be from, 8:30? It's fairly early anyway. And you've got to get tickets through Humanitics, all that sort of stuff. You've got to go online. But each of the speakers will talk about how they got there to where they are and where they're going.
Oh, right.
And so you've got to do something like that. You've only got 10 minutes, Jimbo, so
okay.
Go?
Oh, well, I can kill that, I reckon. So tell me about these stalls then. I think our listeners would love to hear about stalls. Is this at the convention centre?
Yeah. There's people that are, doing apparel and fashion and that sort of thing, and skin products and merchandise and clothing and art. I won't say their names and that because it's RTRFM and they're a sophisticated radio station. There's Aboriginal inspired dolls, there's books, socks and ties, arts, gifts, clothing and art, hand painted artwork, prints, mobile phone bags, all of those things are there. Now that's the businesses that are involved and the merchandise. Then there's that amazing list of speakers that'll all have some time each. Then just quickly, after that, there's two photographers, two Aboriginal photographers that are going to be wandering around taking photographs of people.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's, water being supplied, indigenous coffee will be there, indigenous wines as well. So there's quite a few.
Get out.
Then afterwards.
Yeah. No, hang on, go back. Indigenous wines.
Yeah.
I've heard there's an indigenous gin. It's a maker of liqueur.
The lady involved down in Margaret River.
Okay.
Who's got a wine company there, Mitu Wines, MITU Wines. So they're involved. There's a breakout session, 3:30 and 4:45. So there's something for everybody there. And then, in session one of that, there's a pop culture quiz, which I believe. There's session two, there's well-being healing yoga with Kulbadi Kaur, including the sound healer. That is amazing.
Right.
Section three, the special screening of Genocide in the Wildflower State. I think you might have some knowledge about that.
You just reminded me. Yep, okay.
and then there's another one. There's an art session where you can actually get involved in it. So that's in the afternoon. And then after that, there's a little bit of drinks, that sort of thing.
Right.
To mark the occasion, the full day. Now, this is on the 4th of July. And then, of course, the next day is the National NAIDOC Awards and such at the same place, I think. Yeah, it is.
So there's a national focus of NAIDOC in Perth.
Focus on borders.
Okay. So
this is really good that we're having this forum as part of that. And, of course, there'll be people coming to town from anywhere and everywhere for the NAIDOC. I think it's sold out in about an hour.
Right.
They're 2,000 tickets or something like that. So
are we talking the celebration or are we talking the talks or what part's sold out?
So we've gone on to the awards night. That's on the Saturday. But if you want me to go back to Friday the 4th of July, that's 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. There's a lot going on, Jimbo. You've got to dust off your dance shoes and all that sort of stuff. Get yourself organised or what?
Wayne Binder's our guest today. So if you've just tuned in, he's telling us about NAIDOC. The national event is taking place here in Perth, Mooraloo, and the event is happening at the Perth Convention Centre. What will be the highlight for you? I know you've been really, really busy working with Christine Ross, but what do you suppose the highlights will be coming up here during NAIDOC?
I haven't had much chance to think about what other events, but there's usually lots of other events that take place. See, I remember, being in the organisations in Perth and we'd go off to a different organisation for lunch each day
because
we just want to mingle with the people.
Good.
I'd like to think that that's still happening.
Sure.
Like I said, I haven't had a chance because I've been working on this plus some other stuff to do with media. And it'd be great if I could just mention that in a few moments' time, Jim.
Yeah, do that. I mean, the usual stuff will take place, the opening of NAIDOC down at Wellington Square, where there's entertainment and people can come down and the elders can relax a little and be waited on. So what else did you want to talk about in that regard?
Oh, just quickly, I've got to go to Mikathara next week to do some surveys with people about, you know, what they're getting in terms of digital media there. You know, are they able to answer their mobile phone? Are they able to do things with their mobile phone, their email? Is there enough coverage there?
Oh, good. That's interesting.
So I'm doing that for a week next week, and then I'll do Bunbury in a few weeks' time. The idea is to bridge the digital divide and work
yes.
out, you know, is Aboriginal people getting left behind?
Right. Well, that'd be good for you to come back and have a yarn on Munich Mag about some of your findings. So,
Probably more so the people that have employed me to do it.
Yes, yes.
Because it's part of a national 3-year project and a couple of years, I think next year they're going to do that again, so I might have to do this again to find out if there has been a change. So if somebody says to me next week, look, I don't know how to use this phone.
Okay.
And next year they might say, well, yeah, I know how to use this phone now. I could make phone calls. I could send photos. I could open photos. I could
yes.
do other things with it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we take for granted. But last time I saw you in Geraldton, you helped me out with some of that stuff. So I'm probably on that elder category. We're not making good use of IT. So I'm glad you're involved in
that. Right. Yeah, I know. I didn't send you a bill for that either.
Yeah, well, you better do that.
No, I'm only kidding. Look, that was only just a couple of things. But you raise a very, very important point. I mean, you know, we don't know enough about these things, and we've just got to sit down and go through it. Hey, Jim, I got scammed last week, and people took money from my account.
Oh, no, no. Oh, really?
I really didn't know what I was doing with all of that.
And oh, wow.
So the point is, you know, we've got to know what we've got in our hands. This is a powerful little computer, but we've also got to remember we need protection for it. So how do we do that? A lot of that is in our minds, our knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Binder's our guest today, and he'll be back again. Wayne, if you recall, listeners, helped to set up the Munich Mag here, its revival some years ago. I think we've up to 190 podcasts now. People, if you are keen on hearing Munich Mag, just go to the website and check out podcasts. And we've got some good news too. We won some funding this week to look at some podcasts, more podcast development. So thanks, Wayne, for being on the show. Yes, you should have announced that. Maybe you should announce the next song.
For you too. I mean, that's more your news than mine.
I will keep that for next week. Wayne, thanks for being on the show and checking in and what you're doing and around NAIDOC 2025. We've been hearing all about the territory, Larrakia country, and we've had a couple of speakers from up there. Tony Hansen's up there, Megan Cracker. So it was good to hear from Darwin. And thanks for being on the show, Wayne.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Good on you. Yeah, Wayne Binder there. Ex-co-host, Tony Hansen's taken over. And in between there somewhere was Nick Abraham, who's still studying hard, and he might be tuned in and listening into radio. So big shout-out to Nick Abraham and family all the way out at Forestfield, and big shout-out to all the listeners on Whadjuk country. And it's just amazing. We're talking to Nyungara people up at up at Lulgari Radio in Derby, and of course Great Southern FM on Minang country in Albany. So it's our weekly show, and coming to an end now. Stick around for Cody Out to Lunch is coming up. You're listening to Sound Alternative. We're going to finish off with a song here before midday, and Cody joining us for Out to Lunch. I'll say goodbye.
Postcards.